We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant news.
Get your tickets to the 16th annual Damon Williams New Year's Eve Comedy Bash at Star Plaza Theater. Go to starplazatheater.com. Seriously Ignorant News chief correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a story that we're 100% sure did not happen at a soul food restaurant. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as an angry tweet from Chris Brown. Chris will go in on you. You went in on the women from The Real, and don't break up with them. You don't want that. He tell all your business. She a cheater. She does threesomes. Her room is junky. She got a rotten tooth in the back of her mouth. It smell bad sometimes. He snaps out. He'll tell all your business, then make a song talking about these girls ain't loyal. Diddy, hit Chris Brown, see it on Twitter, find out about it. Seriously. Now, sometimes the saying, it's all in the name, is true. Like, when you pick a restaurant, something in the title should make you want to eat there, you know. So, in Orlando, Florida, a woman was arrested for assault after she came out of nowhere and just randomly started punching strangers who were dining outside. Billie Jean Pryor, described as 27-year-old Caucasian woman, punched at least two people before she ran off. One of the people was a 70-year-old man. She punched him twice in the back of the head. Then she busted his companion, in the mouth and knocked two of her front teeth loose. And then she ran off. But see, that's why you got to pick your restaurant by the name. You can't be sitting outside of Gringo's Locos and be surprised if a crazy white person punch you upside the head. What do you expect from a place called Gringo's Locos? Translation, crazy whitey. Now, fortunately, there was a witness there. Okay, we'll call him Gringo's Curioso. Translation, nosy whitey. Because he called 911 and followed Billie Jean until the cops came and arrested her. Seriously. As serious as a serial killer at breakfast time. Wait for it. Get it, cereal breakfast, super day. All right. Thank you, sir. And that reminds me of an old joke. Now, an old white man was asked by an old black man to name a difference between white people and black people. And he said, white people are serial killers, and a Negro will kill you over some cereal. All right. Super day. Thank you. Seriously, I'm here all week. Now, sometimes when you're friends with a member of the opposite sex, you should keep it that way. Y'all been friends, especially if you know this, known this person over a decade. Now, a 53-year-old woman, we call her the victim because they ain't mention her name in the story, was at Motor Inn's Motel with her new 44-year-old boyfriend. Now, I tell his name is George Robert Panetta. All right, ladies, remember that name because they were chilling and drinking and talking when the 53-year-old began to mention, though, maybe the new boyfriend should look into some anger management classes, to which he responded with a swift cuss out and a choke to the neck. So I guess that's a no. Now, this couldn't have been a surprise to her because you've been knowing this man over 10 years. You've just seen him snap before. This is why you brought up the classes in the first place. Now, he actually had just completed probation for another assault charge in 2013, and he had other assaults and protection orders on his record. But that's what happens, lady, when you think you can change a man. All right? You look into some angel management class. He was like, yeah, okay, I guess she expects him to say, okay, honey, I'll look into it. I'll just Google that right now. He didn't. He got angry. He snapped out. And then this genius fell asleep. So she called the cops. Cops come. He said, I ain't touch her. They see scratches on her neck and arrest him for domestic assault by strangulation. So women, remember the name, Robert George Panetta. If you meet him in 3 to 5 years when he gets out, run. Seriously. As serious as a faithful man with an incarcerated woman. Try that one. Shouts out to Roger P. Henson and Malik Yoba and Liquid Soul Promotion for the Empire screening. That show is going to be great. I saw it. It was fantastic.
I bet it is.
Seriously.
When's it come out, Sib? It's coming soon, isn't it?
In January.
It's supposed to be January, yeah.